Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
This is the hottest show on the internet. It's Red the Game Radio, with your host DJ Smell for Good, the international host.
Hail, from the Netherlands, presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
All right. Check it out, people. We got something we're going to be doing a little different. Blues musician. I'm on the African History Network. We're going to be doing a simulcasting call in just a minute. But this is Too Much Music Thursday. We're going to be playing music. We're going to be playing a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Getting into some hits. But they're talking about some good issues, man, and I'm really enjoying his show. So I want to actually simulcast a call in just a few minutes, and we're going to tune in and check out what he got going on. All right? So we're going to play a couple of jams right here. We're in the building with Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelling Prize with a whole lot of music and a little bit of talk. And you get to hear some updates on the transport situation, meaning I've sold the goddamn found on the roadside dead, which is the van. Yes, my transportation is gone out the window where it belongs. You know what I'm saying? And, So that's what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm getting to a couple of little jams for you. Pump this thing on up on the night tip, you know? And, get into... the simulcast. All right. So, What's that?
What's that?
That's out the side night too, man. You know what I'm saying? It's called that side night, hooking up some stuff for y'all, man. We still getting things ready to go over to the PSN Radio, Paranormal Suit Radio Network, and we're going to bring y'all some real exciting stuff, man. So y'all just... stick by and look out for that. You know what I'm saying?
Got me feeling
patient, didn't need to slip shit just to get what I get. Started off a little rocking, now 100% on my shit. I won't quit till my money stacked like Egyptian rich. Family stressing about anything, now I fix it real quick. I'm all about getting Benjamins, that's it. And getting to the peak of my grind like a mountain. I'm trying to get hella rich, man. Tell us, know me as trying to be. Trying to get so much money in the bank, they can't count on it. So many people know me in my city for my grinding. They just don't know I'm getting more play than a sidekick. Got a five whip and a bad chick. They work like me and you have more money than the average kid.
Tennessee. Can't keep my mind straight. FOSS. The boss. Let's go.
Sipping on the Tennessee, smoking, counting figures, thinking to myself, fuck wrong with these niggas. They talk that hustle shit, but they ain't really with it. Y'all make it hard for real niggas that's out here trying to get it. I put my life into it, I'm talking my all, man. And it's gonna stay that way until my dying day. My nine is like my mind, and I can't keep it straight. Ain't going at you rappers, not the top, that's my aim. I feel that way cause I done been through the struggle and pain. Life ain't nothing promise tomorrow may be my last day. So I keep it solid. Power come with knowledge. And can't no other man block it, cause only I can stop it.
I drinks like a fish, steady sucking down these fists. These niggas say they drinking, but they drinking bullshit. I'm a Henny type nigga, yeah, I'm privileged when I sip. I drink it straight, no chase, till I can't feel my face. Rubbing on my face like I'm fizzing out, man. I never fly bitch, but drink the Henny till I can't. Henny be my bitch, I let her fuck me in the face. Let her get me pregnant till I'm throwing up, man. Henny on deck like some aces out of spades. Mob affiliated, real cuckoo in the brain. Six figures, nigga, Henny hitting like a train.
Popping that yellow bone. Bitch, quit talking. I ain't here to get your telephone. number. I'm just here to be the plumber. I got you busting like I hit you with a plunger. I beat the pussy up and now we smoking on some ganja. No wonder I'm leaning. I poured the hypnotic in my cup and now it's greening. Steaming for another trip for the heman. Rossi looking like a demon. Eyes hella glossy. Homie, give me a reason. I'm really with the shit. Finna bust a nigga face if I take another sip. Cause I'm
broke ass home. She's out of business, but he'll never learn. No, life over here never learn. No matter what you tell them, they'll never learn. That it's not your city, it's just your turn. So move with the money, shawty, move with the money. Move with the money, make moves with the money. Go ahead and tell them, baby, maybe they'll learn. That it's not your city, it's just your turn. She bout a business, but he'll never learn. No, she bout a paper, but he'll never learn. No, no matter what you tell him, they'll never learn. That is not your city, it's just your turn. So move with the money, shout it, move with the money. Move with the money, make moves with the money. Go ahead and tell him, baby, maybe they'll learn. That is not your city, it's just your turn.
I blow trees like wind hit leaves and branches. I enjoy opening Dutch's line. Monkey peeling bananas. I dump sack slide. A DTS trash banana. Roll faster than the double orange banana. That's my answer. Fire up like the stove did my man, Mr. Dancer. Impact to the lungs. It's like carpenters with hammers. I get nailed after 2 L. Think good. No shoe smell. I really like the way this makes me feel. I call it true thrill. Sit still. It will kick in like Bruce Lee. Or police banging at the door. When locked loosely. Chill. Don't panic. Think tall, like a man on some steel. If you can't stand it, puff no more. Score zero and zero. Weed. It's not for everybody. Nope. It's not for everybody. I like to mix it up with a little bit of a cut. Feeling me. I am like I'm another person next to myself. Nah, I don't need no help. Yeah.
Puff, kush, melt, hate, plush, bud, all day. I'm high, no lie. I crawl, Mr. Nice Guy. Puff, kush, melt. Hey, plush, bud, all day, I'm high, no lie, I crawl. Nice
about to twist another clip, quick, on some other shit, brother split, two colors, bud, I call it some of this, some of that, the sum is rap, smoke, then some up the track, dope, with some summer script, heat, complete in the pack, a loose leaf, I needed that, cat, I mistreated that, get the hell up off of my pen, a big bin attack, tick, that mean it was time, talk, I'm writing a line, God, if the cat was on a pen, you'd be scribbling signs, shit, that's just me again, myself, yeah, he be a friend, I have a dribble in mind, find the fine leader, man, Wheaties in the leader, man. Sack, man. I keep a rap. He the stack. Smell it through the bag. You can bleep the sack. Gong show with all of that. Gonzo. I'm calling that. Draw it back. Don't want to talk no more. You bought some morbid crap. Me, I got the Amsterdam. I call it Hammer Man. It makes me feel like I got on baggy pants when I slam a gram.
Puff, kush, melt, hate, plush, bug, all day. I'm high, no lie. I call Mr. Nice Guy. Puff, kush, melt, hey, plush, bud, all day, I'm high, no lie, I call Mr. Nice Guy.
Hey, yo, yo, Track, what's up? Happy 420, man. It's all good, but, shit, I was in Colorado today, because they be getting it in for 420. I would have been up in Denver today smoking with everybody. Shit. I wanted to be back today, man, but shit, I'm going to come back tomorrow. I'll see y'all. But, yeah, Cali's good, too, man. I'm out here chilling. That's all great. It's 420 out here, too. But, all right, man, I'll hold back at you. Smoke one. Smoke one.
Chill. Sleep Rhythm. Good Life Rocker. Straight Ball at Part 3. Rest in peace to the homie Paul.
Oh, don't got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top? See the butter cuts in the drop. In the cup straight ballin' like Paul. Like Paul. Oh, don't got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top? See the butter cuts in the drop. Cup straight ballin' like Paul. Like Paul. Like Paul. Just right here, strictly for the hate. I'm G to the T, in the throw by rhythm. All life, did it care, yeah, your number one pill. We hit it for the record, but you bustle can't pay. Feel the time to the bullet, that's my city. And these killers in my hood ain't showing no pity. I'm the top dog, so you know they rich. And to leave your ass.
they can't nail one of you like this foot being it. Good time will be gone if you don't mind your own. It's a good life, baby, sitting pretty on chrome. Oh, don't got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top? On the top, but the guts in the drop. Cut straight ballin' like Pop, like Pop. Oh, don't got your eyes on me. Surprised to see a good nigga on the top. On the top, but the guts in the drop. Cut straight ballin' like Pop, like Pop, like Pop. Oh, don't got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top? See the body guts in the drop. Cut straight ballin' like Pop. Tell me. Oh, don't got your eyes on me. Surprised to see a good nigga on top. See the boy the guts in the drop. Cause I'm straight falling like Pop. Tell me. I'm the type of nigga stay holding it down. On my own shit when I'm rolling around. And when I'm out clubbing, I be hoping they climb. Cause I got some 5-5 that I'm hoping they find. Good rods let loose, block for the deuce, deuce. And when I lock and load it, I'ma let loose. So I hope you got on your wetsuit. Cause I'ma show you how I really jack and how it better do. See the jizz, fuck your bitch up. Ski the bitch up, my dick nut. You know they stay out of sight, out of mind. But since my dick in the mouth, had to write a line. What? Once get there, with one at a time, trust. No evidence when I left my 9, but mine at ease.
bird gets it. So get up, get up. It's the first of the month. Gotta re-up, re-up. Got the bag of stuff. And we get it. And we spend it. And we can say fuck it. We earned it. So who are you to give a fuck if we splurging? They ain't used to how we live and they purging. And I'm urging to fuck the world. Get the goodies and be out like I fucked a girl. Stack rap. Avoid getting clapped. If you can do that, then I applaud your ass. Money flow good like the water in the mountains. Charging for that too, cause it's running through your faucet. What you think I'ma do when they get the revenue? I'ma get that double that handle. Pitch me.
All right, people. Let me give a couple of words of encouragement to keep listening, goddammit. It's Too Much Music Thursday. You up in the building. Shouts out to Goofy Bone, San Jose, California. And we're going to do a little simulcast in just for a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? Check out the African American, what is the African History Network. Call in, you know what I'm saying? See what's popping, locking on that side. You know what I'm saying? That was the plan. But dude's kind of on the same thing. I mean, he really ain't saying nothing that I want to hear. You know what I'm saying? But we still going to give him a chance in just a minute. You can call in. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check it out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So
don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
Record Game Entertainment.
Cool, all right. You ready for it? Check this.
I ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. That's a clean ass pussy. Hey, baby, let me see you whine, 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 whine. Already know what I'm looking at. I see you looking back, but she ain't knowing I eat that pussy. like a motherfucking cookie rack. Teeth taking black, never spray red. Smoking no some good dro when the hair's red. Mama ass fat like Restitution. When the body slam the bitch like Lex Luke. Pop one pill, let the rest move. You wanna slide to the moat, mama, let's do. Make that ass do the talk back. I get the pussy back, chair, won't walk right.
I'm rich, bitch.
But it's
Okay, man, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Now, come on, now crank this motherfucker up.
Him in the phone. Mama so bad, girl, thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, now he got a love zone. He paid a lot of fight that I work and got my own. Mama so boy stream, I have a tag addicted. He just put me on a trailer like crack, I flip it. They done put me on the top, being super Z. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he licking on the split. Mama so wet, my juice box should trip. Wanna enter my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He paid a lot to see me on a dance floor clam. I got him so seduced the way I break it on them. I'm something like a diamond, y'all knew stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about riding. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all I'm not dying.
To the Lord that he help us maintain.
Yeah, yeah,
Jennifer Porter skating, white girl racing. They caught up in the season, all of the dough they say they taking. It's time for some change, or let me get some change. So I can get up on the bus to Tallahassee. Have a sit in with my brothers and sisters. Show you we ain't kidding and you can't dismiss us. And either stop the violence or we're about to get rich. Time for some change. Let's take it back in the days before we rock gold teeth and chains and get our minds right. Get ourselves some businesses to keep our grind on tight. Ignite, cause somebody gotta spark the flame to start the fight. Take a step back and let the world see it was built by black. And we made everything from mouse track to stop light, to stop killing my people. Fight the fight.
Oh, what I'm saying, nothing but a gangster party on us. Nothing but a gangster party on us. Murdering us. On the U.S., murder we go. On the U.S., hey.
Marley Anderson, I never met you in this world. But when I come to heaven, will you please introduce yourself to me? Will you please let me meet you? I want to meet you. You're a wonderful person. It seems like I know you. I never seen you. You're a wonderful person. God sent you to the world for a symbol. You're a symbol. Your symbolism would last forever. Marley Anderson, oh, you so much like Martin Luther King. Your death is not in vain. Your death will live.
It will live. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to Marley Anderson, that's real, man. Got killed in the boot camp. First day in boot camp down here in Panama City, Florida. You know what I'm saying? They suffocated the dude and tried to resuscitate him with ammonia tabs and went on ahead and took the little young man on out, right, live on videotape. But I tried to get down here in the South. You know what I'm saying? Bring your ass down here playing, and 6 feet deep, you will be land. Oh, did he rhyme that? Yes, he did. You know what I'm saying? So I want to send hola, mamacita, pow, pow, pow. I guess that's Mexican. You know what I'm saying? My bad. But we got Miss Mari Torres up in the building. Shouts out to Mr. Mike Da Solution. You know what I'm saying, out there, you know, knocking the airways out. And, yeah, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying, going down real big, too much music Thursday. But I got a little something planned for y'all. About 7 minutes, we're going to be calling over to the African-American History Show. And they got a brother on there. Hold on, let me not say his name incorrectly. You know, reading is fundamental. Sabir Bey. He's talking about citizenship, legal classification, you know what I'm saying, what black people should be called, African-American, blacks, Moors, etc. He talk about Moorish projects. They also got a couple of little comedy clips from Tommy Davidson, who's speaking on some, you know what I'm saying, some real powerful issues. So it's going now, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be simulcasting that, and you know, for a few minutes. And checking them out, you know what I'm saying, for a few minutes, you know what I'm saying? Then we're going to get back into the music, because that's what we do right here. You know what I'm saying? Represent. So I'm going to play Goofy Bones' favorite song real quick, you know what I'm saying? He sent me this telepathically. He wanted me to play this, you know what I'm saying?
Pumps in the back, pumps in the back. We like the girls with the pumps in the back.
My God. That's marijuana. Good stuff, too. Oh, man. Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, that's how we do it in Reno.
Africa had great kings and queens, you should know. Search your history, it will show. If you know not from whence you came, you are doomed to live in shame.
Great kings of Africa, rulers all about, they were mighty, brave and strong, tore every barrier down.
In the Africa,
yes I did.
In the Africa,
oh, oh yeah.
In the Africa,
yes I did.
In the Africa,
oh, oh yeah.
Now let no one fool you. Great was Shaka Zulu.
Talking about the mentality of the people, because if that be the case, we will outweigh masses of them, because we are all over. We just don't know that we are the original Mexicans. We are the original Puerto Ricans. We have darker people in Trinidad. We have darker people in Haiti. We are the majority of the people, and they are the minority of the people. Since you don't know who you are, and you one point saying I'm black, the other hand saying I'm African-American, on the other hand, I'm colored. See the separation? Now, you are, everybody don't call themselves African-American. This group calls themselves black. Okay, so how can I tie the Moors into all this? Moranos, Moriscos, Maroons, no matter what language I'm speaking, I can go down to South America and talk. And say, you're my brother. I just was on a bus coming from Chicago the other day with a brother from Sri Lanka. When you see the people from Sri Lanka, he was so dark. And I said, you know about the Sri Lankan Moors, right? He said, yes. I said, you know that was us, right? He said, I know. He know, because he knew I knew. He asked me where I was from, because I didn't speak like a black man. I knew the history. So he said, yes, we're family. That's what he said. But they're told not to tell us when they come here who we are. Because why? What would they do? It'll start uniting us. And then if they start uniting us, what would happen? They wouldn't start knowing, what's your principles, brother, since you're coming over here? What morals do you stand on? Then I'm coming in now. I'm coming in with my principles and my morals. I'm not coming in as a black man, because you don't know what expecting from me. I'm coming in with my flag, my principles, my laws. Blacks don't have a flag, no principles, nor no laws. That's why they say they're landless. They're not homeless, they're landless. They have nothing. So Nobadru Ali comes on the scene and says, look, this is who we are. Go study your history. The land that we're standing in is ours. We need to reclaim the land, not reparations. The land, reclamation. We need to take the land back. With that brother in Tampa, I was just there in Orlando. I'm watching Seminole County. That was us. That's ours. But we don't make that tie. And a lot of us can feel that it is ours. But we just don't know how. You can feel it's ours, but we just don't know how to tie ourselves to that, because we've been beating our heads that we came over and chained, enslaved, and you didn't do anything until the Europeans civilized you. No, we civilized them. Studied history on the Moors. We civilized them. So that's what we need to start going back to, teaching that to our people. It's documented all day long. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we're talking about you.
And actually, next week we're going to have Brother Kabaha Wapa Kamene on the show as well.
Ooh.
You are now in the host queue.
You know, we play some clips of some of his lectures dealing with the history of the Moors, things like that, and how they civilized Europeans and actually saved Europeans from the bubonic plague, which killed about a third of Europe, things of that nature. But go ahead with your next question.
Oh, yeah,
one quick small question. I don't know if y'all have any children or not. Right now I'm about to get married, and, like, you know, like, here in Tampa, like, the public school system is very, very bad for black males. Tampa and the St. Pete areas is very bad, you know, black. A lot of, like, I would say pretty much no more than half the black males actually graduate from high school on time. So I'm really trying to think twice about sending my kids to public school down here when I have them. But do you advocate or homeschooling for the average for black men, black women in the future? Do you do? Or do you advocate it in terms of, based on the fact that, you know, or do you do that with your children? Do you plan on doing that with your children? If you have them or not, I'm not sure. Would you advocate that? Homeschool.
People, we are alive.
Okay, my son is 13. My
African
son is homeschooled for a minute. But see, one thing I teach him, and he
with
my son can pick up a dictionary, know every word in the dictionary. That's how I taught him. And you heard what I say.
You can check him out at www.africanhistorynetwork.com.
We got to know how to read. So that was homeschooling. And then you let him, once he become a certain age, you let him see the other side of what's going on, so he can challenge that's out there. So, you know, people say, well, should I take him? If we got together and we say, look, we're going to do this and not be afraid, because there are ways that you can do things, because there's, in the laws, it's called indigenous schools that you can have. You can have indigenous schools. But since we don't really understand or know who we are, you know, and the man that's teaching us don't care less, and the ones that look like us, what is the book called, The Miseducation of the Negro? Read that book. It said a black teacher ain't nothing but a white teacher. When you read
Dr. Carter G. Woodson.
Yes. He said a black teacher ain't nothing but a white teacher. So where did you get your schooling from? Did it come from them? So yeah, I would say homeschool for a while, and if you choose to put him in there, you put him in there, or her inside there. But your first schooling is home, the mother.
Right. That's why I know Nation can rise higher than the conscious level of other women.
That's right.
Because the mother is the first teacher to the children.
Now mind you, that was the lessons in the Nation of Islam, and that came from
exactly.
All these schools came out of the Morris Science Temple of America. All the teachers, Father Divine, Daddy Grace, every last one of them, came out of the Morris Science Temple of America. And why is it that they hide that from people? Why? Because it makes you start thinking, wait a minute, maybe I'm not what they said I am. And this is why this thing is growing the way it's growing, because you tried to hide it. Now you have people like Africa Bambaataa Bay, he's a Bay. James Ingram's a Bay. You have Mos Def's a Bay. His name is Flaco Bay, which is Spanish for Skinny Bay. If you go to watch Mos Def's CD cover, if you YouTube it, he has the Morris Science Temple on the back of it, and he explains it. You have J Electronica coming out. You have all these cats coming up now saying, wait a minute, this is who we really are.
Right. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Be sure, are you listening to us online or by phone?
Online.
Okay, so also on Blog Talk, click on the event reminder, and it'll send you like an email. You can set it for like 55 minutes before the show goes on the air to remind you. So we broadcast Thursday, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., and also check out our website, AfricanHistoryNetwork.com, and let your friends know about it as well.
Oh, no doubt. All right,
brother. Thanks for calling.
Good work, y'all.
Okay.
Good work. All right.
All right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the African History Network show. I'm your host, Brother Michael. We're having a fantastic educational, informational, entertaining discussion with our brother, Sabir Bey. We're talking about a number of different topics tonight. We're talking about citizenship. What are we? Are we African American, Black, colored, Negroes, Moors? We're dealing with the history of the Moors, a number of different things. Right now, callers on the line, we're coming to you in a few minutes. Next, I'm going to the 813, I think it is. I'm going to the 813 next. But let me ask you this, Brother Bates. You know, we talked about a couple of days ago, you sent me this article entitled White African Americans.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up to you. I said, I hope he remembers.
Oh, brother, look, man, I have notes. I do preparation for my show, so I have all my notes in front of me, man. Okay, so I posted this on the Facebook fan page for the African History Network. So for all those of you who are on your internet right now, if you're on Facebook, you can go to the African History Network fan page, and right on the home page we have this article, White African American Sues Med School. And this came from ABC News' website also. But let's talk about this a little bit, man, because, you know, we talked about it, and this is one of the problems using the term African American. Even though we need to study African history and understand our connection, but this deals with title and nationhood and citizenship, things like that. Tell us about this article.
All right. Before I get there, I just got to give a shout-out. To a sister that's actually my sister in South Africa. I'll be on her radio show in South Africa on December the 27th. And then she's bringing me to South Africa early next year. So I'll be doing a lecture out there in South Africa. So, you know, but I just wanted to put it out there since we're getting ready to talk about this piece about the, you know, the European that's claiming to be African American.
Why?
So, what happened, there was an article, there was a medical doctor in Jersey. He was born, I believe, is in Mozambique. And actually, if anybody go to my page, I think it's still posted on my page. He was suing because they were trying to say he wasn't African American, but he is African American. He was born in Africa. You know, they're just like you being born here and then moving over there. You would be an American African, like he would be African American. They thinking because the complexion of that individual skin, that he can't be African American. So what defines a person as an American? Or what defines an individual as being African? See what I'm saying? So I don't know what the outcome of the case was, but I'm pretty sure it went a hush hush, but that's what was taking place of him claiming to be African American, which I agree. He is an African American because he came from Africa. If you look at an Italian, there was an article about an Italian. He said, I'm a third generation Italian. He said, I'm an American. He said, my father and my father's father was born in Italy. They was Italian American. This is what he said. But he said he was born an American, so he's an American. That would go the same way with anybody who's claiming to be African American. You are an American. In reality, you are the true American. These Europeans are really United States. That's who they are. You are the original, by definition, if you get an unabridged
Webster's Dictionary. Now,
original Webster's Dictionary states that the aboriginal or copper-colored natives found in the American continent by the Europeans. That's the original one on an unabridged dictionary. You can't get a bridge one. You got to get an unabridged and it get the definition of what America is. And it says the aboriginal copper-colored natives. We were the copper-colored natives that was found here by the Europeans. It's in their books. So we not a United States citizen. They made you United States citizens under the 14th Amendment.
Well, we have to be written into the Constitution. We have to be written into the Constitution.
You're not even, to tell you the truth, brother, you're not even written into the Constitution.
Because we consider ourselves black or African American.
Not even that. Let's go a little further. I would challenge anybody to prove that they are a citizen anywhere. Before the next phone rings, prove that they are citizens. Now, I'm going to show you how you're not. When you read the preamble to the Constitution, it says, we the people of the United States, right? We the people. You go to the 14th Amendment, it says all persons born. By law, persons is a statutory term with dealing with property. All persons born are subject to, subjects, language, to jurisdiction. Preamble did not say that. So what happened, property is always subject to someone else. You were written in there, but you don't know that's what they're talking about. So we say that the 14th Amendment made us citizens. But when you go through the Naturalization Act, like this guy Cam here, he went through a Naturalization Act to give up a nationality to come over here because he was born in Mozambique. So
you
now
said, you said to give up a nationality?
Yeah, they give up their nationality. He was from Mozambique. So he gave up to become a naturalized citizen through a Naturalization Act.
Oh, okay. So he actually immigrated here as opposed to just having
Exactly. Okay. Now, when did the blacks go through a naturalization process?
Yeah, we did.
See what I'm saying? So now, where are they a citizen of? Nowhere. You didn't go through it. But if you go back further, let's go back again. Emancipation Proclamation. It's not a law. It's not a law. It is a public announcement. Emancipate means set free, and proclamate means to proclaim. So what did you proclaim? What did you proclaim?
Actually, what it did, it was null and void, because what it said was, it said that the slaves in the southern states that were under rebellion were set free, but the South had seceded from the Union, so they were no longer under the rule or order of the Union. And then it said that the slaves who were in the North were still slaves.
Exactly. I just told you that. I explained that earlier, didn't I? If I was down Detroit and somebody was up in Jersey and you called my properties the color,
right,
and then the ones in Detroit was called black. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So now that was the Dred Scott case. So when I crossed the borderline, what happened? Wait a minute. We still have our property enslaved. See what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what is going on. But when you read the Emancipation Proclamation, it was a public announcement, meaning to be set yourself free and proclaim who you are. Leviticus, which is around the Liberty Bell, it said on Leviticus, and then anybody that's a religious person on his own phone, it says every nation must go back amongst its own and proclaim liberty. Right? Now, that's the Liberty Bell. Did everybody go to Philadelphia and watch? So what nation did you go back to and proclaim? What? You don't have one. See how it is? But the nationality of who we are, we're home, sitting here. We're Moors. We need to claim what's underneath our feet and stop looking for them to tell us who we are. Go to somebody like us, not wearing Prada.
Actually, towards the end of the lecture I was watching today, I got those documents today,
he said that because we were here first, and he, you know, he dealt with history, you know, the Africans came here, you know, about 16,000 years, you know, he didn't say that, but he dealt with the history. He said we were here 1,000 years. He said America is home for us, but he said also Africa is home as well. You
exactly.
know, he said we don't have to give up one to claim the other.
Exactly, and he's absolutely right. We don't. We have to know what's underneath our feet, because our history is world history.
Right.
Our history is world history. But we understand what's going on in Africa, but we got to understand what's going on underneath our feet, that everybody else is profiting and benefiting off of. You have these gatekeepers who are keeping us out of these things. I get so
right,
disgusted,
exactly.
brother, and I used to do this when I was on the radio. I would be somewhere, and I would look at people. I was in a restaurant today so disgusted at three Negro police officers that were so unconscious to what was going on. They don't even know what they're doing to our people. They don't even care about what's going on until something happens to them. And
right.
then it's too late.
Now these
I mean,
they're just
bad. Yes, three of them.
What were they doing?
Look just like you and I.
Okay, now, so what were they doing?
They don't have a clue what's going on.
Oh, okay. They're just enforcing policy, but don't understand law.
Yeah, because they run around thinking these ordinances and regulations and statutes are laws, and they're not laws. You know,
right.
they're not laws at all. You
right.
know,
right.
And they're enforcing something that they don't even know what they're enforcing, because they be getting a check, just like a teacher. They could care less about teaching your child; they worry about getting a check.
Right, right. For those on the whole number line, we're coming to the 813 next. Give us a brief breakdown. Tell us briefly the differences between a statute, an ordinance, and a law.
All right, hold on a second. Yeah, no problem. All right. When people, the law of the land is what every individual is supposed to abide by. A statute is enacted by the legislators. When you study the three branches of government, it's legislative, executive, and judicial. Each department.
Right.
One can't coincide
right.
with the other one. Statute
right. yeah,
only applies to like a geographical area, which has we're basically dealing with corporations. From that, it goes down to municipalities, which is ordinances and regulations. Regulations is one is temporarily, and one is an opinion. That's all regulations and ordinances are. One is an opinion. And one is temporarily. It's not law. But when we see these things, we keep saying, well, that's a law they passed, so you can't stand here. That's not a law. Go back to the Constitution. We in the police are violating the law. And that's what every last one of them take an oath on. Police officers, judges, and all that, and they violate every last one of them that's on there. They violate everything that they took their oath on. So
they take their oath on the Constitution.
Exactly. What happens, the rights, the Miranda rights were really made for them. They have the right to remain silent, for real. And what happens, ignorance of the law is no excuse, and it applies to them, not you. Because really, nobody taught us the law, but if you're in a position of law enforcement, you're supposed to know the law. And the law is the Constitution. You may have municipal laws, which are corporate laws, but then you got to say, okay, wait a minute, am I subject to those municipal laws? And that's an ordinance. See, that's why I always share with people to go get a law dictionary. And people
got
say,
Black
well,
law dictionary.
You have many of them. You got Black's Law, Ballantyne's, Bouvier's, Blackstone, Words and Phrases,
right.
Corpus Juris Condem. These are all different terminology. So when I used to go into, you know, to law libraries, I was going to go be a judge.
I'm holding on the line, people. I'm not actually on the show yet. I'm holding on the line.
I was doing all this. And then I started finding out it wasn't about right and wrong, it was about money. I said, well, let me take it to the radio and start teaching people. And then I would go take it and challenge attorneys just to get them to open up. But a lot of them did not get on the radio because they said they can't do this and they can't do that. I said, so obviously you must not be free if you can't do that.
Right.
I'm free. I can say what I want. That's a free being. So
right.
we don't know all these little terminology. We gotta look up. You probably can find it in a regular Webster's dictionary, or I think you can. Ordinance, regulations, and statute.
Mm-hmm.
Statute doesn't move until you move them. Ordinance means to ordain. That's all it is.
Resolution is something that's temporary. It's not real. So we got to look at that. The law is the Constitution, the state Constitution, and the U.S. Constitution. So now you have to have a law. You have to have a nationality to enforce that law because property can't do that.
Okay, property can't enforce a law because property is inanimate.
It's property, exactly. This is why when you listen to these people, it says all the time they cry out civil rights, civil rights, civil rights, civil rights. No other nation on this planet speaks about civil rights except here when it comes to blacks. No other people, they talk about human rights violations. When a cop shoots somebody, you don't say police brutality. You say police terrorism because that's a terroristic act, which falls now under the Constitution. Look it up in the law dictionary. It ain't terrorism. I mean, brutality. That's terrorism. You hurt the person. You injured the person. You threatened. If I walk into a building tomorrow and say there's a bomb in here, there's a law called terroristic threats. Am I right? But
sure.
I verbally said it. But yet you can shoot a brother, beat a brother, but you want to talk about civil rights violation? A chair has civil rights.
So human rights is dealing with an actual person as opposed
to
civil
universal.
Rights.
Exactly. It's universal.
Right. It's universal. That's why before Malcolm X died, he said we need to change the focus from civil rights to human rights.
Bam. Yes, he did. And now he's gone, right? They said Malcolm was a great civil rights leader. See what I'm saying? If we don't tell our story, right, what you're doing right now is you're making history. This is history you're making right now on this phone. This recording can be listened to 50 years from now of us speaking about this. This is history right here.
Exactly. All right, we're going back to the phone lines. If you're just tuning in, we're having a fantastic discussion with Brother Sabir Bey. You listen to the African History Network show. I'm your host, Brother Michael. We're going to the 813. Call in the 813. Tell us your name. And
Kunta Kinte. Oh, no, that's your African name. Musta give you a new name. Musta say you name Tobit.
Now it's real. Now, if y'all watch that fake shit, you know what I'm saying? This is your boy, DJ Smells So Good from the Starship, Smelly Prize. And we is up in the building.
How you doing, brother?
Simulcasting live from the Starship, Smelly Prize show.
Okay, yeah, brother, from the chat room. He decided to simulcast his show with ours. Okay. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm blessed and unstressed, my brother. Hotep and Kuya Nand, you know what I'm saying? Klute to all my true African peoples out there. And listening in, enjoying the show, and Brother Sabir, you know, much love to you, and also to the host, and everybody that's called in that's giving the input, you know, and it's just a breath of fresh air to hear some enlightening talk versus, you know, all the other kind of general talk that we hear on this Blog Talk Network, you know what I'm saying, and something that's directed towards us as a people, because us as a people are the ones that's far behind and are lagging right now, and all the ones that need a pep talk as far as the team, so we can get the team to do some teamwork, and we all get back on the field and win the game, to put that in a layman's term. But I am listening in, and I just wanted to, I wanted to definitely simulcast these shows. I know the sister called in earlier and said that she had a radio show also, and the powerful thing that I wanted to express was simulcasting. I mean, I'm in Florida. I'm probably located right next to the brother that's in Tampa. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm in Tampa, Florida, too. So, but the powerful thing that we got going on here is that you have your listeners. I have my listeners. My listeners are in California and the West Coast area right now. So, I mean, we have such a broad listening base. But then I got Mexicans. I got Hispanics. I got whites, blacks, and we all learn together on one accord about each other. Because in the end, we all human beings. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of the color and the background, which is that we all need to understand that about each other. But in the end, we just human beings. You know what I'm saying? And we need to learn each other to have that common ground of respect for each other. And that's why I get into talking about roots. I get into the, like I said before, I put into the chat room. The Willie Lynch letter 1712, you know. I covered that here on Blog Talk Radio, and they shut my show down. No lie. They shut the show down for three weeks.
They shut the show down for 3 weeks?
For 3 weeks. And they claimed that I had reached the maximum number of shows allotted for the month. which I have never heard. I've never heard that before.
How long was your show on? How long was your show on?
Oh, I've been, man, I'm going on 400. I've done 420 shows, man. I mean, I've been on this network over 2 years.
What's the duration of your show?
2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 hours. Yeah, 2 hours. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, I covered the entire letter from the beginning to the end. And they cut the show, they shut the show off. So I ended up having to reschedule the show and call it something else. You know what I'm saying? I just renamed it, and then when I actually did the show, 15 minutes until it, I changed the name of the show to the, you know what I'm saying, to the Willie Lynch Letter 1712. That's what we're talking about. 15 minutes to the show. You know what I'm saying? And then we got we got no interruptions.
Right. Oh, Sabir had a comment. Go ahead, brother Sabir.
Well, you know
Sabir?
What?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Go ahead. But you have a comment or something?
No. Go ahead. I missed you. What'd you say, brother?
Oh, I thought you were trying to make a comment or ask a question.
No. What I want to say is that, see, this is what I'm saying about taking it back. If we studied all of the technologies, how many people on here know about what COTANs are? What COTAN is?
COTAN?
Do you know, Brother Michael, what it is?
No, COTAN.
Yeah,
I can tell you, though.
Okay. Let me tell you. The COTAN is what makes your computer, your cell phone, your TV, everything operate. Right now,
it's a mineral.
Now, let me show you how and why we need to take this back. And that's why I said the resources of the land, the resources. Right now I'm working with some people in the Congo about what's happening over there. And this is when you look at the TV series, what, Taking the King Out the Congo, or King Kong, the storyline, the European woman, with all we sucker for, we go for. John Hancock, the movie. Watch all these little different Othello. We always fall to victim to them because we think they're better. What happened in the COTAN, which is the mineral, what was the movie they just had out on recently with the blue people?
Blood Diamond?
No, what was the movie?
Avatar. That fake
Avatar.
Whatever.
Avatar?
Did you pay attention to what they were doing in the movie, what the guy was trying to get? And he said to go in there, friend them, do this, do that. And he would have this little stone. And he said, we're looking for this. That's what they were looking for. That mineral itself controls a lot of things. And we got to understand what we have underneath our feet. If it wasn't for us, you could not have Firestone tires. You could have these things. We need to take back what's here. Africa is cool, but Africans are looking for us. Africans are looking for us to help. Because really, this is Northwest Africa. And I always tell people, go get this book, a book out, When Rocks Cry Out. There's a European who wrote this book. And he talks about how this was Egypt of the West. Now, I haven't read the book yet, but I know from going to Independence Mall down in Philadelphia, Lincoln stands on a plaque down there says Egypt of the West. Now, we keep looking for over there for everything, when everything was over here. Because we keep looking for our history as being enslaved.
Right. Let me ask you Mr. Bay. Are you familiar with the I would say the videos, not necessarily the teachings of Ashraf Qazi?
Oh, most definitely, brother.
I mean personally here in the South, you know, you got so many of what I call enlightened brothers, and I've heard you say you was a master mason or you had that teaching. Put it that way.
Let me clear it up. Some people, that might have went over some people's heads. Because, you know, if you saw that video with Paul Mooney, you know it's hilarious. There was a comment left on there that said, look at Sabir and Paul sending Masonic signals to each other. Now, that was on the comment. I had to laugh at that one.
Okay.
My boy from Delaware said, well, do you know Sabir? How do you know? Now, if you don't know me, you wouldn't know. I am a mother's son. We are all mother's sons.
Right.
My son.
Right.
We're born masons.
Correct.
Mothers are, the women are the only one that builds without a hammer, nail, or screw.
Hmm.
And every man has a navel that is connected to that woman, the woman, the navel. We are born masons. That's why I meant when I said mason. I am a mason, not that over there.
not a Shriner. I'm not them.
Right.
If we cannot hold the light, we have to shine the light on the ones who don't have the light. That's your preachers, your politicians. That's them. That's those guys over there.
Yeah, most of them are Masons. Most of them are Masons.
Oh, majority all of them. If you don't like Masons, you shouldn't vote for anybody.
Right. Well, there you go. That's true.
We as Moors, there's a video, and actually I have the DVD. The brother Taj and I was on a Bronx TV show, and it's called the Tahara Dean TV show, and we exposed and talked about who the real Masons was. It's on there. You can go to YouTube and punch in Sabir Bey, and you will see Taj and I talking, or you can get the DVD from it, the whole full version of it, and you will actually see us breaking that down, exposing who the real Masons are. They didn't like it, but we don't care because we have to tell our people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when I say Masons, we are that. We are the only ones that can walk outside with no tassels tied down.
Right.
The Moors.
Right. And it's
tassels tied down?
Yeah, they have to have. See, they tied the secret. They tied down to secrecy. That's what the secret.
Oh, when they tie down the tassels on their past?
Exactly. They have to. The secret in Masonry is that they know who you are. And the brothers that's in the lodges are Shriners. So if you are a Shriner, right, where's the shrine? So Shriners protect something that's dead. Who's dead here? The black man and woman. So what is what is a caretaker? A caretaker watch over what? The dead.
The dead, right.
So that's how they are. So they watching over you because you sleep right now, walking, the walking dead. That's why the TV shows and the movies, the walking dead. You're walking, but up here you're mentally dead. You're walking.
Right.
You're just following orders. You're just doing it.
Right.
So what happens? The Moors have to come in now and say, brother, wake up, Hiram. Get up out that grave. Wake
right.
up.
Right.
This is why we are in the age that we are now. People want to know what's going on. So we come into the enlightenment now. We are in an enlightenment age right now. So now people are coming to it now. Wow, this is what it is.
Exactly.
All right, brother. What's your name again, brother? The simulcasting. What's your name again?
Oh, Smells So Good. I'm DJ Smells So Good, man. I'm sorry. Cat Smells
yeah,
So
okay,
Good. However
DJ,
you want to
okay.
call the throw-off numbers. You know
right,
what I'm
brother.
Saying? Yeah, if
all
you
right,
want to
we'll
call
keep listening, and then next week we're going to have Brother Kaba Hiawatha Kamene, formerly Booker T. Coleman. We're going to have him on. We're going to deal with the African Origins of Christianity Part 2, so that's going to be fantastic.
Well, I'm already finished and faved the show, so you know what I'm saying. I'm already done. Yeah, it's all.
Check out our website also, AfricanHistoryNetwork.com.
I'm on that too.
Okay, because we have African history
brother,
DVD lectures there. No, he has a question. Go ahead, Sabir.
Brother, just reach out to me on my Facebook, Sabir Bey, and you can drop me an email. I would like to get with you because I just left Florida. I just left him down there.
Well, I'm trying to leave Florida myself, and I'm trying to tell every other.
Not right now, brother. The
person,
weather, man. I love it.
You know,
man.
Well, I'm just saying that as far as you know, you need to get outside your box and see that there's an actual world out there. You know, I mean, I'm 32 years old, and I know half the people that I went to school with ain't never been out the county.
Well, it's the same thing here.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just, you know, me personally, you need to get out.
We have some people like that in Detroit also.
There's people like that everywhere, you know. And, but they watch TV and let the TV bamboozle them into saying that, oh, we just had an aircraft crash into another aircraft. Come on, people. Come on. That's to keep you from not getting on the aircraft. White folks get on it every single day. They ain't lighting up from flying. So why are you scared to fly?
It's safer flying than driving.
Why are you scared? You know, why are we scared? I shouldn't point the finger. Why are we scared? Because I am me, and you are me. So if it's a problem, I should be pointing to myself.
Right. All right, DJ. All right, thanks for listening tonight, brother. Keep simulcasting.
Definitely. I'm online, brother. You know what I'm saying? Definitely hanging in there.
Okay, brother. Peace.
All right.
All right, you're just tuning in. You listen to the African History Network show. We're having an excellent discussion with Brother Sabir Bey tonight. I'm your host, Brother Michael. Let's try to get one more call in here. We got a few minutes left in the show. We're going to the 720. This caller's been holding for a while. Welcome to the African History Network show, caller. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Calling the 720. Okay, maybe they're just listening. Let's try the 313 right quick because this person's still here. Caller in the 313, welcome to the African History Network show. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hotel family, it's Brother Macaroo. Peace, Hotel.
Hey, brother,
Mom,
how you
brother
doing?
Spirit. All
peace,
right.
Peace, family.
In regards to nationality and birthright, how is it a good thing? Because, like me, I'm a new young Moor, you know. I came at this knowledge like a warp speed, studying everything, you know, for long periods now, you know. And I just got like a real high passion for it now, since I've been studying everything, learning about my Moorish history and, you know, ancient Kemet, certain things like that. But, you know, it's a lot of, you know how it is in these temples and certain things, especially out here in Detroit, man. I can't, you know, I'm really like solo, you know. A brother from, you know, a different area came and took and showed me the different routes, and, you know, had me like, you know, at a military, like drill sergeant standpoint with it. And, you know, I thank the brother for that, you know. But in regards to that, with filing and things like that, you know, I'm like at a standstill, you know, because I'm out here solo, you know. And what can you refer me to in regards to that?
Well, can you say you in Detroit?
Right.
Is there any kind of way you can email your number and I can reach out to you? You can reach out to Brother Mike, and because I'm gonna be here until the 10th. I'm here until the 10th. I'm trying to put something together.
Yeah, he's
together
in Detroit now. Sabir's in Detroit now.
I'm in Detroit right now.
Yeah, I'm a young brother, man. Like I said, I'm really passionate about it. I'm trying to get something started like that. I deal with the I got like about 5 soldiers who and a goddess with me. You know, we on the alkaline ward on our raw food diet, but
yeah,
you know, it's so dumbed down out here. You know, we're trying to raise
his
energy.
Yeah,
Macaroon. All right, P, we're going to get back into the music. That was live from the African History Network, man. You know what I'm saying? With special guest, Sabir Bay. You know what I'm saying? You can Google Sabir. Last name Bay, excuse me. B-E-A. Excuse me, B-E-Y. And look up more information. I'm definitely be hooking up with that brother. You know what I'm saying? On Facebook and stuff like that, and so we can definitely have him on the show. And we kicked some other stuff though. You know, everybody know me, know what I'm about, and y'all know I like to go on to that other talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get to the bottom of it. I don't want to talk about the sugar coatingness of it. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get into the blood rawness of it. You know what I'm saying? No holds barred, no punches spared. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're gonna get into. Don't forget, coming up next, we are heading over to the 186 Deuce Hour, you know what I'm saying, a worldwide radio show, straight out of San Jose, California, with Mr. Goofy Bone in France. You know what I'm saying? And also check out Miss Mighty Thoughtass right here live on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Let me see if there's a night show for Miss Mighty Thoughtass. They normally have a night show. And let's see. No, they got, if y'all missed the show, that one, that's my word, radio show, Don't Panic, What Are You Afraid Of? And they also will be on tonight at 11 o'clock, wow, in the Donjon. So that's going to be a little weird, so I'm going to have to jump on two different shows, but okay, we'll make it happen. And yeah, so she got the show coming up. Y'all make sure y'all tune in and check that out. Also, we have the worldwide radio show, 186 Deuce. Two Hot Thursdays, you know what I'm saying, that's coming up at 11 p.m. And what else do we have? You can check out in the morning the New Faces of Leadership with the online think tank. That's at 10 a.m. And then you have American Muslim, who's going to be, this is all tomorrow's shows at 1 p.m. AMC 360 Thursday Evening Edition, Imam Salam Mumin. With the Quranic grammar. Then you also have the follow-up from Rocking the Vote with TNTBS, Doing Business Better. That's at 2 p.m. And then you have Garrett Radio with the Garrett Report at 3 p.m. Also with Miss Pastor Jackson with My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. That's at 3 p.m. with a slew of others. All right, and y'all check that out. And also, you got Mother Knows with Roller with Mother, you know what I'm saying, going down tomorrow night at 9 p.m. So make sure you check that out. And those are your up-and-coming shows, you know what I'm saying, and make sure y'all check them out, man. Yeah, it's going down real big. So about to go ahead and get into, we're about to get into some music.
Timmy!
Peace to the smelly goodness.
What's happening?
What happening?
Jaime Garcia.
No.
Prophet Jekyll.
It's P101, son.
Oh, for the South, I sound racist, don't I? You know what I'm saying? What you trying to say, man? We all sound alike? But technically, y'all wouldn't, because, you know what I'm saying? They, Jekyll is Spanish, and Jaime, I think, is Mexican. You know? So, hey, that would be a throw-off. But what's happening, brother? Anyway, what's going down, man?
Just chilling, man. Enjoying the show as usual.
Hey, did you catch the first part? The simulcast?
No.
Yeah, man.
I gotta catch that one later for sure on the archive.
Yeah, I was. I did a little simulcasting today on the African History Network, which is another show, and they had a brother named Sabir Bey. Not sure if you're familiar with him.
Yes, sir.
You are.
I got to hear a little bit of it, and I'm familiar with the cat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now, where are you actually located?
I'm in L.A.
Oh, you okay? See, yeah. Now he in Detroit right now. He over in Detroit, Michigan. Okay, so you out there by Miss Mari Torres. Mari Torres in the Solution, Mr. Mike. Up in L.A. Yeah, they in L.A. So I'm like, oh, okay. That's another show host. She's actually in the chat room, but that's another show host. You know what I'm saying? That do good
peace
things out here on the radio network. Yeah, doing big things on the for VIM Radio. That's the handle. And you know, so what's going down? So what's happening with you, though, brother? What's the do don't do?
Just calling in, partaking a lovely show today. You know what I mean? I always catch the show. And when it was in the morning, it was pretty cool because I used to take my son and listen to the show while I'd, you know, walk him around town.
Yeah.
The park and stuff.
It's just my transport broke down right now, and I ended up just today actually junking the van. So I jumped, just yesterday I junked the van, and so now I'm just looking around for another one. And because of that, I have to actually get out during the daytime and get my hustle on to make my money up. And then when I used to work at night, you know what I'm saying? I used to do my thing at night. So I just switched it because there's more money coming during the daytime. So
you know what? I like it, though. It's more West Coast time now, you know? And I could definitely follow in at this time right now because when you do it in the morning, I'm usually sleeping around then. You know what I mean? That's like 9 in the morning for me, I think.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. It's like, you know, it's kind of like a morning show for you guys and afternoon for everybody else, the afternoon show.
Yes, sir.
But then the only thing about that is normally I DJ in the clubs, so I don't have time at nighttime. You know what I'm saying? Really to do a nighttime show. It just so happened that because my transportation screwed up, I can't, you know, do anything at night, so I have to, you know, switch my little schedule up for a little while, you know.
You know what, I like it, man, and I'm sure the cats on the West Coast are feeling it too.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, I rep for all sides. You know what I'm saying? I got people around the world. I ain't gonna say in one state, country, or borough, or whatever you want to call it, town, anything else.
Yeah.
You know, I'm welcome everywhere. You know.
The smoke don't go up until dark hits, you know what I mean, over here. So this is a perfect time for us.
Man, shit, I heard y'all burning. Well, y'all didn't get
24 hours, but, you
y'all
know,
y'all
that's
get
my
your,
preference.
Your bill passed like you wanted to.
Oh, yeah, man, but...
Ooh. Oh, man, I'm surprised California didn't riot. Well, I'm surprised it didn't riot. What? Y'all ain't legalizing marijuana. Oh, burn down the city. Burn it down.
Well, you know what? I believe they just passed a law before that where they made marijuana a infringement and rather than it being a misdemeanor now. So everybody saw that law compared to the 19 and said, why do we even need the 19? So they read more into the 19, and they found out there was more problems for the growers. So everybody was like, it's only an infringement now. Let's just leave it as it is. So that's why I believe we didn't vote on it.
Oh, so meaning that's you know, if they catch you with it, they just take it and throw it away.
Yes, sir. Not even that. They give it back to you. See, where I'm at, it's guarded by the sheriffs, the county sheriffs. And when they catch it, on you, they give it back to you usually. But it's just a beautiful situation here. They can give a damn about it. You know, they're worried about that white stuff.
Yeah,
oh, yes,
just about it,
simply
man.
An infringement. That's all it is now. So it's like, it's a beautiful thing. Okay, and the law is, you could have up to an ounce now. Before, if you had anything over an ounce, it was an automatic felony in California. So now you could have up to an ounce, which is, I think the law, it's 28.5 grams.
Man, your ass got 0.5 grams here. Your ass is on a year probation.
That's what I'm saying, and it's ridiculous.
Man, it's not ridiculous. It's illegal. It's capitalism, not at its finest, at its fucking worst. Because you are sitting here taxing. Well, you're not even taxing. If you could tax, then you would make this shit legal. Because you can't tax, you have to get. But you have to get your money off of it somehow. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you see,
because if it was legal down here, the tobacco companies would damn near be null and void.
Hmm.
The only reason they'll be making money is from selling blunts and cigars. They wouldn't be making no money off no fucking cigarettes. Cigarettes would damn near be extinct. You know what I'm saying? Because people can even by saying that, they have the damn the K2 shit that done came out, and now they trying to actually ban that. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to put a ban on that and punish store owners for selling it, not because it's testing positive, but because it's giving some kind of effect that's making people still get that well fuck it effect. You know what I'm saying? Getting that effect of just like when we smoke weed, you just want that ease. Just that, man, all right, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I can still do it. And it gives you that effect, but it doesn't show up. It doesn't show up on the piss test. So that's why they're mad now. So they're like, well, damn, all these people on probation still got something, you know what I'm saying, to wean themselves off of it or to take care of themselves while they're on probation. They're sitting up there having the temptation of fucking saying fuck it and then going to actually smoke the real weed. Yeah, I mean,
that's what it
high.
Is.
They 38 hot. You know what I'm saying? They're 38 hot, but this is what I'm saying. If you legalize marijuana and majority of people only smoke it just for that temporary relief, a temporary pain relief, not like medication. It's a temporary pain relief for your mental, for your mind. And if your mind is at ease, then your body will be at ease. And that's what they don't want. You know, if they keep you tensed up, it won't be motherfuckers committing crimes. All your fucking, man, you got to see the whole diabolical effect of that. Your crime rate, which they are punishing officers right now here in Tampa because they say the crime rate doesn't match with the arrest rate. Now, tell me how that makes any sense. I don't fucking know. But basically what they're saying is the officers ain't doing their job enough to match up to what the crime rate should be. How are you telling me the crime rate should be this if the arrests aren't matching up? Then that's telling you that there's no crime rate. Then the crime rate is not actually that high. Because if that's the case, then these motherfuckers, then that's just telling me that these motherfuckers is just sitting underneath trees and eating at all the donut shops while murders, rapes, burglaries, and all this shit is going on. That's what y'all trying to say. And there's no fucking way. It's not happening. It's not happening. You know what I'm saying? But now they force every single officer to have to write one ticket a day. If he doesn't write one ticket a day, I mean, this is every day, they get reprimanded. And if they get too many reprimands, they get fired. You know, so what that does, that steps up community harassment. That's all that does. Now I'm going to go out here and I'm going to find any kind of reason. Like, like the majority, the main thing that they make their money off of right now in the black community is people on bicycles and without a damn front and back light. That's a $48.50 ticket.
Wow.
A $48.50 ticket. And all motorcyclists can ride around, no helmet, no seatbelt, no eye goggles, no kind of protective gear without punishment. Now you telling me, you know what I'm saying? Where is that correct at? What does that even make sense at?
I don't know, man.
You know, this is what I go through down here. You know what I'm saying? In the South. You know, I'm living
It's actually law in California. You have to wear your helmet when you're riding your bike or you get a ticket.
Oh, well, you know, man, that's just stupid because you don't have to wear a helmet down here. But if you don't have the front and back. Now, and this, don't get me wrong. As I've gotten older, I am in agreement with the law. But if you're going to enact the law should be everybody. It shouldn't be just when I come to the black neighborhood. Because I don't stay in a black neighborhood. I stay in a predominantly white neighborhood. And I can ride my bicycle past the sheriffs all fucking day long without even thinking that they're going to say something to me. And I've even stopped and asked the sheriff. I say, you know, there's no such thing as a bicycle law. So that means that the city has enacted an ordinance, not a law. They've enacted an ordinance that states that you have to have a bicycle light on the front and back. It's not a law. It's not a law. See, people, and that's what we were just talking about on the other show. It's the difference between a statute, an ordinance, and a law.
Yes.
And you got to understand that it's different. People, they write statutes. You know, and statutes can be like the big brother of an ordinance. But an ordinance is what it affects us. Put it that way. Ordinance.
I think if they make us think it's a law,
right.
So it's like it has to be enforced. And like in California, like the whole wearing the seatbelt, they tell you it's a law, but it's really not a law. Like you said, it's a statute.
It's just a statute or an ordinance.
Jaywalking.
All of that. Because
it's all bullshit.
In order for it to become a law, you have to have what? You have to have a bill or amendment drawn up for it. But then what they want to do is they will amend the Constitution, which you can't do that because if you amend the Constitution, then that's saying that every state has to follow this thing. Because every state follows the United States Constitution, which is kind of confusing because when you look at your voting ballots, they actually have, which I'm looking at a voting ballot because I kept my sample voting ballot, you know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, just make sure they don't try to bring the same bullshit ass questions up next year because I will be addressing that. Like, hey, well, y'all got the same sample ballot that I filled out last year and y'all got the same fucking ass questions on it, you know. But they have constitutional amendments. You know what I'm saying? And once you start everything besides the homestead exemption, I voted no against because I don't agree with playing with the Constitution. That's what I call it. Playing with the Constitution, period. Amending it in any kind of way. Writing in any kind of law that you don't have the express, you know what I'm saying, agreeance from the majority, which you're not going to get the majority because you're writing this up in the name of this state. So this state only got a few people, just like certain states don't have as many people as other states. So that's why you actually can get laws and shit passed in other states that don't have that big of a voice or that large a number of people because it's less people to say yay or nay. And that's how a lot of shit gets passed. And that's a lot. That even in Washington, talking to my homegirl, she said they sent out, and this is dumbfounding to me, they sent out a packet, and this was before our early vote, and they sent out a packet that detailed all of the candidates that was running for office, the office they was running for, the party affiliation, who they was representing, and then their views. You know what I'm saying? They sent us a sample ballot, which is what the fuck I just read off of right now. That's what they sent us out. They didn't send us out anything that told the views that told, you know, what the guy, you know, or girl was running for, the agenda, anything. So that kind of dumbfounded me. Well, how can you go out and early vote then? How can you early vote, you know what I'm saying, if you don't know the what candidate in his agendas or what he's even running for or what's his party affiliation? But people just ran out to go early vote in the names of, oh, I just wanted to get it out of the way. But you didn't pay attention to the referendums and the real shit that was on the back. That was the real meat of all of the elections, of any elections, is referendums and admins. That's really what they're trying to get across and really trying to get solved. Because until the governor gets in the state, he has nothing to do with this United States Amendment for a Homestead Exemption Act for soldiers. He has nothing to do with that. He has nothing to do with that. That's, you talking about the military. You talking about homestead exemption. That should have been on every single body's voting ballot, though. You should have seen that on your voting ballot. You should have seen something that said homestead exemption. There's an amendment to the United States Constitution that will amend soldiers so when they come home, they can basically get more money for their homestead exemption tax. You should have seen that on your ballot. But I don't think you've seen that. You know what I'm saying? Which is how can you... That's unbalanced. You know what I'm saying? It's not... Well, just like the government. You know what I'm saying? It's unbalanced. Put it that way. You know? And it's just things that I've been noticing. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, that's really weird. You know? That's really weird to me. But
that's why politics
gets
me, man.
Yeah.
Politics just gets me.
Like, wow, this is what? Are you serious?
I can't mess with it, man.
And like I say, my only feeling on politics is that we have to have an order of we have to have some kind of order to follow. Because without
you're
order,
speaking
we have to
of a sort of like a governing body, really.
Just that's all I'm saying. Just a governing body, but with the governing body that we have. It's not that. This is not. We don't have a governing body no more. The government is not a governing body. They are now private organizations set up that's just selling shit to people. You know, selling dreams. They selling your ass out like they on the home shopping network for the people. You know what I'm saying? So they got a bargain on your freedom over here. They got a bargain on your rights over here. They got a bargain on your living situation over here. You know what I'm saying? They got bargains for you, but they ain't. They're not governing you. They're not doing what I ask. When I sit up there and I put this vote to get all the motherfucking judges out of the goddamn for the district appeals, or all of the judges that's been sitting on the seats, period, all of the motherfuckers should be out. You know what I'm saying? I should see that. I should see a reflection of that. I don't see that. When I went and voted for my district, they had so many up and down numbers that it was crazy. You had 100,000 people that voted for this one issue, but you only had 5,000 people that voted for this other amendment. What? From the same district? That don't make that the numbers don't add up. And this is what. But then at night, that after the so-called elections and all the standings were in, you know what I'm saying, and all the numbers were accounted for. The our Bay News 9, our local little whatever crap station, whatever, they had their nerve to have a page on their website that they were soliciting people to go check out. This is after the fact now. This is after the elections and everything. To go and check out the special section on the breakdown of your ballot. They actually had a fucking website, a web page dedicated to breaking down all of the referendums and amendments. You know what I'm saying? The wordy questions, but they put it in like in English form. They put it. They gave you the wordy form, and then they gave you the explanation of what it really meant. So why you all didn't have that prior to the goddamn, you know what I'm saying, to the election? That wasn't on the website prior. That was after the fact. So you mean you let all these people, you misled all these people to vote on what they think was right. But then after the fact, you come and you tell them what, well, this was the correct answer. So now people are looking like, well, damn, I think I voted for that, but that really wasn't what I thought it meant, but I still voted for it. Yeah.
A lot of people with regret.
Yeah, that's what the hell is that? Oh, this is the other show I was on. African Network. Okay, shouts out to him. Yeah, I already faved the show. And yeah, man, it's just real quick. Now I'm gonna tell you one thing though. You actually call in like at the end of the show. The show starts at I guess your time would be like 6 o'clock.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
Like 6 o'clock. Yeah. Cause I mean, I still start the show at what I can possibly get everybody in. So I start the show at 9 o'clock, from 9 to 11, and then from. Well, yeah, 9 to 11. And then from 11 to 1, my homeboy does his show, Goofy Bone. I don't know if you've been on his show before, but he's out of San Jose. You know what I'm saying? He's down in San Jose. So then that's how we kind of link our shows up. You know what I'm saying? So you have a whole hour after hour after hour of entertainment.
Yeah, he's a cool character, man.
Yeah, just giving you a heads up. Oh, Goofy Bone?
No doubt. Yeah. I catch him on your show every now and then, and he makes me laugh.
Yeah. We
cool
definitely
cat.
We supposed to be hooking up, man, in Las Vegas, the 12th through the 15th. You know what I'm saying? What we've come up with called what we named the Blog Talk Radio Host Reunion. But since we didn't get any motherfucking help or sponsorship by Blog Talk Radio, and basically gave us the ass to kiss, we named it, you know what I'm saying, the Trilateral Commission, which stands for Texas, Florida, and California, three different states, all united, you know what I'm saying, sharing everything from brotherhood to music to just daily occurrences and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we've done. So we actually met up last year, you know what I'm saying? We had Australia come, my co-host from Australia, she showed up. We had Texas, Florida, Cali, a couple people from Las Vegas there. But it was at least about 12 to 15 of us. New York all came together, you know
wow.
what I'm saying, and for the whole weekend just to show the power. I mean, just to show the power of really the radio network, just to show how powerful the network was. And to this day, they really still don't understand, but we do have other people that done bit off of what we tried or what we did and are attempting to do themselves, you know what I'm saying, through the forms of other things, you know what I'm saying? But nobody has been able, you know what I'm saying, to put together and get all of these different, you know what I'm saying, show hosts to come together in one location. And you go to most of our pages and you will see, you know what I'm saying, that actual show that we did. And the last day we got together.
That must have been wild as hell.
Oh, man, it was fucking crazy. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
Oh,
it's on YouTube.
Wow.
You can go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and look up DJ Smell So Good. And I have, it's called Live from Las Vegas Bitches. I got part 1, 2, and 3. And that's just three different little clips that I put on there.
Was that your first time? First time
yeah.
in Vegas?
Oh, man.
Oh, must have been off the
hook. Bro, I've been to Germany. I'm ex-military, so I've traveled.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I've been to a few places, but to go to, man, and to go for that reason, I didn't go to gamble. I wasn't sitting down in little slot machines and trying to spend all my fucking life, you know, savings away and shit. I went there for the soul brotherhood of radio show hosts and networking.
Yeah.
And I mean, when if you look at or man, I'm just everything, bro. I mean, Facebook. You can go and see old Facebook pictures that we did. I mean, you would really want to go. I'm telling you, bro. We had the best fucking time. From I mean,
you know what? I'm gonna be out there during that period, so I might have to tap into your guys' structure over there.
Hey, we stand at the wild fucking Wild West.
Wild Wild West. Okay.
It's a goddamn truck stop right across the street from the Jack in the Box. Right on the over the bridge.
Okay, I know where you at. I know where you at then.
$25 night rooms.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
So, shit, bro, we motherfucking get drunk. We get the dollar bills and the dollar goddamn hot dogs, and then we motherfucking walk the strip drunken in a bitch. You know
well,
what
you
I'm
know
saying?
What? Staying on topic, what you think about Nevada's zero tolerance law? Because that shit sort of scares me when I'm out
for
there.
What? What do you mean, zero tolerance?
It's a zero-tolerance marijuana law. So what that means, you can't even have a piece of stem on you.
I didn't
zero
know
tolerance,
that.
Yeah, man. And well, I've been
the
there for
how
for
the hell
a hot minute.
You make, how can you make prostitution legal and drinking throughout the state of Las Vegas legal, but then you talking about some goddamn marijuana?
Exactly.
You talking about prostitution is legal, but you gonna worry about some goddamn marijuana?
Yeah, I think it's more of a personal beef they have against, you know, just the type who smokes the herb. You know what I mean? And they don't want that type of people in Las Vegas. But they should realize they already have that type of person there, you know. It's full of people like that. But it's just
well,
weird
it's a party
how it works
city. People coming to
exactly.
The party. I don't. Oh, that's what they coming there to do. They ain't coming there to have the.
You know what? I guess what it sounds like, it's more for the people that are located there, like residents. That law applies more to them than to the tourists that are going to, like, Luxor and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those cats, you can walk in there. There's no security, really. There's no dog.
Right.
None of them.
Of them.
But once you get into the cities, that's where that law applies, I believe. I was told that, actually.
And that's but you know what's so weird is because Las Vegas to me looks so young and undeveloped. You know that how could y'all actually have? Why would you have that when it you know shit you got to import the weed? It's not like
you know what, they're working on it now, fam. They're working on it now, and when you roll through Vegas, you'll see like billboards with the legalizing marijuana and stuff like that. So you could tell they're really pushing it hard there, and they're going to force their, you know, the representatives to push it, you know, and get it sort of legal there.
Yeah.
Now,
but
I feel that it's going to be.
I'm just saying they're a city, but they're in the middle of the fucking desert. How the hell can you make your goddamn laws? You're in the middle of the fucking desert.
Exactly, man. There's something about it.
You in the middle, people. When I say the middle, when I flew in over that shit, I see nothing but owls, those goddamn rocks, some beautiful lake, don't get me wrong, and some motherfucking sand.
Desert.
That actually, i.e., example, desert, goddammit. Miles and fucking miles and more miles of motherfucking desert. And then we come upon this oasis, you know what I'm saying? And then it's bright lights and all this shit. Like, what? Like, where the hell did this come from?
Exactly, man. The trip.
Like, they just popped it up just as, hey, let's pop some buildings up over here and fuck it, have a good time. And then you got the trailer homes, the mobile parks from the original miners and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Way out the way. That, to me, looks like Las Vegas. That looks like the truth, you know what I'm saying, where people actually live in that. And then they just drive into town to have fun and shit. You know what I'm saying? But then they actually drive back home and live out there where I've seen all the goddamn, you know, trailer homes and shit.
You see, I think that's why they created Palm Springs, because that's what that city represents. And it's like on the way to Vegas. Palm Springs is a pretty cool place too, man, but it's hot as hell there.
Yeah, because me and my home, we were talking about driving down. My plan was going to Cali and hanging out and then driving from Cali to Vegas and shit, you know what I'm saying, so we can bring our own shit. Because I mean, we got whooped in Vegas, man. I mean, the dude that we hooked up with, you know, he turned it on to his son, and his son turned it on to his homie. You know what I'm saying? And his homie talking about, oh, well, yeah, you know, we only got that perp out here. We only got that perp, man. Oh, however they talk, we only got that perp.
You got about 20 middlemen and shit?
Oh, man. When he, you know, now I'm going to give it up, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to Goosebone, because he know he paid for it. Now, I ain't going to lie to you. I spent $500 just to get to Vegas to party. And, you know, I was fucked up from the flights to everything. It wasn't damn near meant for me to go. But, you know, Lord, if he say,
it happened.
You, he gonna make it happen. And I asked for it, so he let it happen. I got there, and you know, I was taken care of. But if I would have motherfucking bought that shit, I personally would have probably went back and kicked that motherfucking dude ass, because the dude brought me some perk or whatever the fuck it was supposed to be in the perk. And I'm on film smoking, you know what I'm saying, choking off of the first one. But like I told him, I'm like, it's because it's just, it's stronger than Florida weed, but it ain't no difference. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you just can't be trying to hit it like, you know, like you smoking the shit down here. You know, so yeah, I killed myself on the first toker choke. But then after that, I'm smoking with everybody else. I'm just, you know, pass, puff, puff, pass. You just got to get used to it. But the dudes, man, I mean, the first bag, it was straight. But I think he said $150 or something like that. This is for like a quarter or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's out of town price right there.
Man, that's that gay bullshit.
See,
now,
Cali
would
price
never
would be like
bought that shit.
Yeah, Cali price would be like $100 for that same shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, so they knew you
he
guys
said
were out
that
of
though.
Town.
He said that. He said, man, and he said, and this right here would be like our just regular in Cali. He said, this ain't even this shit here. He's like, man, nah. He said, Cali, I can get you that thing for the same for this same price. He said, we could have got way better than this.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And I was like, damn. That's why he was like, shit, I'd rather drive. We drive there and bring our own shit, spend our money on some real good shit. And then, you know what I'm saying, and bring it. Because, you know, we ain't bringing it to sell. We just bringing it for our own enjoyment. So we don't need a pound and shit. But a good ounce,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That'll last us for 4 days. If it's some real good shit. I mean, we burnt that bag up, man, and probably, well, yeah, one day we burnt the bag up. For
well,
real,
depending
real.
On how many heads.
That too,
you probably need about a half.
Because the crab motherfuckers, they burnt. Turned around, charged the shit out of us, then turned around and smoked half the goddamn bag with us. And
that's,
I mean,
not
the dude,
cool.
And he was like being adamant about it, like, fired up, man. The blunt went out, you know what I'm saying? He's gonna blunt.
I know
him.
I know
them.
How do
you go tell? How do you tell another motherfucker to fire? We had to check his ass. We had to check the dude one time, like,
yeah.
Man, stop fucking talking about fire the weed up, man. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, you can tell he was a middleman. That you can tell that was his specific job.
No, but he wasn't even a middleman. He didn't even have shit to do with getting it. He was just a smoker, and we happened to be at his house.
Ah, okay, I got you.
And it wasn't house tax or no shit like that. That motherfucker was just a crab motherfucker that wanted to goddamn smoke all his shit up. And I'm like, Dad, we hired. We smoke a perp. Ain't you only supposed to smoke like two blunts? And you should be straight?
Yep.
Why should you be getting on the third, fourth, and fifth? Come the fuck on. Nah, man. Hell nah. You trying to smoke all the bitch shit up. Fuck that shit. Fuck
yeah,
that.
They try to smoke it up thinking that's going to force you to have to buy more the next
five.
Day.
But this is the other thing. When we did eventually, okay, we spent 4 days down there. So the first day, okay, I say the third day. Okay, third day, you know what I'm saying, went back and get an extra lasses that day and probably the next day. You know what I'm saying? That was, but this is smoking cigarillos now. This is smoking, and he don't, I don't, y'all don't even smoke cigarillos in Cali. Y'all smoke the big boy swishers or Dutch Masters from my recollection. You know what I'm saying? Because he was like, what the hell is this? I was like, it's a cigarillo. That's what we smoke. You know what I'm saying?
You see, in Cali, we use strictly bongs.
Oh, okay,
like,
yeah. So
like
blunts
the connoisseurs will use strictly bong because we're so scientific with it. It's like we know the fact that blunt sort of waters down the herb.
Right.
We
want
it pure and straight to the dome, you know?
It do. It do. I mean, even if you can taste that between a rolling paper and then a blunt, you can taste the total fucking. Now you ain't going to get as much high because your mind is saying, well, I'm used to getting this large amount at one time versus the small amount in the joint. So really, it comes down to a psychological thing, too. You know, and as
exactly
as far as the size of it, you know, because you can hit a joint full of dro And I hit a joint full of dro, but me personally, I hit it, and I'm seeing the size of it, so it's not it don't take that psychological effect on me. Versus me hitting it in a blunt, and I'm like, yeah, and I cough real hard, you know what I'm saying? And I'm getting that blunt effect, but then you getting the blunt effect because yeah, you smoking that fucking paper.
That's tobacco,
know.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not good. Have you seen the clear papers?
Oh man, I smoked out of that shit one
Those
time.
Are off
the that hook. Shit was that shit was fucking
That's my
crazy.
Shit.
That is some fucking
and it's,
crazy.
And it's made
crazy.
Out of like vegetable oils. You know what
that
I mean? So
fucking,
it's pure natural.
Burns slow.
Oh yeah, man.
That shit burns.
Oh,
that shit burns like you got to put it out slow. Like it'll go out. It'll go out on its own. That's what I liked about it. It didn't just burn continuously like you burn your weed up. You know what I'm saying? If you sit there stagnant,
that's the future right there. That's the future. You know what I mean? The vaporizers and shit. You mess up the vaporizers.
Mm-mm.
That's killer, man.
But
I done
seen all kind of shit. But because they are so unweed friendly here in the South. You know what I'm saying? You can access it. You just don't want to be really diving in all of that experimental shit because they come in your house or anything. You know what I'm saying? That's paraphernalia. That's a charge.
Yeah.
That's probation.
Exactly.
Just for even having it around.
Even though
you can go into our what they call the Ybor City District, which is something like Las Vegas' Party Strip.
Word.
We have that here, just like a whole, blocks of blocks, about 6 to 8 city blocks dedicated to just clubs, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you can go down the street, down the strip, but down the strip they have, little Arabian dudes, they got what they call the hookah shops now, hookah salon.
Yeah.
So you can go in there and, hit the hookah, but then they give you their little special, wacky tobacco. Molasses, tobacco, or whatever the hell they put in there. So you can get the taste of it. But if any true hookah smoker like I got a 3-foot hookah. You know what I'm saying? And that molasses is supposed to go on top of the herb.
Mm.
That's what it's for. It's actually so you won't burn your weed up. You put the weed underneath it, and then you put the molasses over top. You light the molasses. And the molasses, molasses tobacco actually acts as a piece of coal. And while that's burning, it burns the weed itself. But then it's not actually burning the weed. You know what I'm saying? So you actually get the smoke longer off of the weed.
You see over here, that's called, we use the honey oil, which is the exact same thing, but it's mixed with pure THC. So it's like you're getting the double effect along with the slow burn.
Honey oil. Yeah, I never heard of
that. Yeah, baby. And that's what you could also lace that on the blunt and just slow that sucker down, too. You know what I mean? But you're also getting, like, double high because it's mixed with that pure THC within it. But it tastes like honey and everything, but it's called the honey oil.
All right. Well, see, I might not like that because I don't like honey, so that wouldn't be a real turn-on for me. We used to do the old Robitussin. Line it up with the Robitussin, you know what I'm saying, and put that bitch in the freezer. Well, I learned that, over in Germany from meeting up with a homeboy from Texas. And
that's some crazy shit right there.
Yeah, he did that shit. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing, man? I mean, smeared the shit on there, rolled the bitch up. You know, being in the military, you can't smoke like that anyway. So, any artificial high is going to be another whole different experience, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So he rolled the shit up.
Intensified.
Oh, man, he fired. He waited. We waited, I don't know how long, 10, 15 minutes, something like that. And by the time we came back to it, it was dried out and it was ready. Man, we put that shit in there. I mean, I felt like 4 days to smoke that motherfucker, man. And you talking about, like, high. It was just like, it was out of this world. It was out of this world high. And I was like, damn. And I tried to mimic that same shit like home. It don't have the same effect though. I don't know.
You know what they were using? They were using that cough syrup that has like that codeine in it.
Codeine in it.
Yeah,
you can't find that here though. I don't
know.
we don't have that here no more. I guess they done took it off the shelf. This was 1996, mind you, so.
Yeah.
This was before they figured out, you know what I'm saying? Bitches
oh, yeah.
Drink cough syrup
oh,
and get
yeah.
fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what happened to, what's dude's name from, UGK?
Over sipping on two-thirds? Yeah.
Yeah, Pimp C.
That's what they're talking about, the drug overdose?
Yeah, man. He was fucking with that scissor.
What?
Yeah, man. Because that shit was big time. And, like, the whole trend was, like, that whole red cup shit that you saw the celebrities sporting. And what
right,
that represented
right.
was they were sipping on the scissor. You know what I mean? Which is the syrup. When you break the word down, you know what I mean? It's the cough syrup, but it's that pure codeine stuff. It's not the NyQuil.
Not the NyQuil shit that we thinking of.
Oh,
yeah,
man. This
that.
Is the pure stuff. So it's like they were taking it to another level with that stuff, man, and it's not good for you. It's not good. But maybe it'll keep you from being sick for a good while. That's about it, but... Too much, man. Not good. I like the natural stuff.
Yeah. I'm you know, and I had all kind of little gadgets. So I had a little machine called, I call it the shotgun. It's got a little bowl on top of it with a stem that sticks out.
Oh, yeah.
And it runs off of four AA batteries. Oh, man, listen. I threw a 420 party. And I'm the only one that do shit like that in Tampa, period. I do a real 420 party. I don't do that watered down radio advertised bullshit that you get there and then they talking about you can't smoke in the motherfucking club. No, I don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? You come, I'm handing blunts out at the door. You know what I'm saying? I got free food and then whatever drink specials, you know what I'm saying? Plus I'm handing out little gifts and prizes and shit that's related to smoking. You know, I sell the weed lollipops and shit. I got weed lollipops for days. I sell that shit, you know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, the state itself tried to ban the shit. You know what I'm saying? Talking about it's illegal and shit. I still sell that shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't go to Georgia and a few other states because my homeboy got wrapped up with that and actually charged him with a felony for having the fucking candy.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
No bullshit. For having the fucking candy... That, you know, you can't even test and find THC in it, but you know it's THC in it because the goddamn dogs go off every time they smell the shit. So they ain't going
that's
off
like
for no
a,
reason.
That's an extra slap in the face, you know what I mean? I would have rather got caught selling pounds, you know?
For real, then to get caught with some, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, it's crazy.
To get that F, man, that's not a good look anywhere.
Yeah. Well, I got my shit back in the day, but it was for a pistol charge. Just thankfully, it wasn't over that dumb shit like that, because I'm like, you serious? Over the candy? Yeah. But California, you know, y'all, that's where it comes from. It comes from Cali, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but that's
how they get
candy.
You, man. That's how they get you, man. You add them F's up. You're going to be a failure for sure, you know what I mean?
Hey,
that three strikes law ain't nothing to play with over here.
Oh, over here either, bro. We got, man, please. The most notorious is for the dude that went to a prison for life, and I don't even know what ended up happening to that. And that's because he got caught three different times stealing the candy bar.
Man.
On three separate occasions. He got caught in stores stealing a candy bar. He was a habitual offender, and they habitualized his ass, and three strikes you out.
Yeah.
But going and getting a fucking, for stealing some fucking candy. Now, who's the dumbest motherfucker in prison, period? You know, but it ain't him. It's the dumbass laws that are concocted, you know what I'm saying, to keep you held down, and they keep your thinking, your physical, everything at bay.
And keep you scared as shit.
And scared as shit. Now, what I was talking about on the other dude's show, I was like, man, why? If you know, black folks don't fucking travel. You know what I'm saying? And why the hell fuck we don't travel? Because they put, they you know, the TV that they watching, they hearing the latest report two airliners crash into each other, or airliners just crashed, or this is just crashed, but your motherfucking ass ain't never been on a plane. How you even know anything about what a crash even entails? You know what I'm saying? You ain't never been, but you've seen a car crash because you drive a car around every fucking day. You know, the safety of a motherfucking aircraft and the probability of that shit falling out of the sky or crashing is way to the far left than dying from cigarette smoke, goddamn a car crash in a regular car, walking down the motherfucking street or crossing the street.
You
know what I'm saying? Your shit is all the way to the right on that shit. It's way to the left by itself. Like, you don't even, it's not even existing. You won't even hear about it. You know what I'm saying? It's one in a fucking million people that die in motherfucking plane crashes compared to any other crash, period. But the way they play it up, you know, with the 9/11 bullshits and all that kind of gay shit, you know what I'm saying, to keep people from fucking wanting to fly. You know what I'm saying? And actually see that what this world is all about. That is why. And as far as black people, they the most hurt on it. I mean, black people don't even get out of their fucking county, man. I mean, their county. I ain't talking about the city. I ain't talking about the state. I'm saying their county. And that's a sad fact, bro. Their county.
I feel you on that, man. But I, honestly, I think it's more of just a hood thing. You know what I mean? Because I lived in the hood my whole life, and it just seems like that's the mentality there.
That's the, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From Samoans to the
to
Vietnamese,
anybody, even the
everybody
okay.
That's in that minority that lives in that hood that was constructed to be a neighborhood or a hood. You know what I mean? These cities are constructed in such a way to keep you in. You know what I mean? And at that point,
Man, listen, stuck on that. When you saying that, I need you, when you get to the house or you get some computer access, just Wikipedia the word ghetto.
German.
Man, it's going.
Oh yeah.
What's the origin though?
The origin, I believe, is German, and the ghettos were the places they would store the Holocaust.
The motherfucking Jews. Damn, boy, I like talking to you, brother. God damn.
Yeah. It's a terrible thing.
That's where the ghettos come from. Man, I just read that shit, and just for me, I'm black, brother. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, you know, my mental thoughts have been so oppressed by my surroundings. And because I've been outside the box, because I've taken that plunge to go to the military, and because the military has taken the plunge to send me elsewhere, you know what I'm saying? I've had that privilege to really understand this blessing that we live upon, man. This is everything about the United States is bullshit. It's bullshit. It's been stolen from somebody, some country.
Oh, yeah.
Or somebody's way of life. And the Jews' way of life is how everybody is living right now in the so-called ghetto or in the so-called inner cities or what do they call them?
Projects.
The projects, not the suburbs. What's the opposite of suburbs? Because the suburbs when you actually move out. When you're in the inner city, I guess that's the inner city. The ghetto.
Yes, the ghetto.
Yeah. The damn Jewish people. The so-called richest people in the United States right now were the poorest people. Because why? They already read that the meek shall inherit the earth. You know what I'm saying? They took that literal, though. They took that literal.
Yeah.
Because they was the underdogs. They was, you know what I'm saying, the ones that getting shitted on. And then turn around, you know what I'm saying, even an Egyptian, which I didn't even, until being on the other show today, I didn't even know that the Jews was responsible for building some of the pyramids.
Supposedly, the Bible says that the Egyptians slaved the Hebrews.
Right.
in order to build that pyramid, which is incorrect in many different ways. But it was like, it's more of a fact that they were neighboring factors in two different, you know, two different personalities, really, but they basically borrowed off of each other. That's why when you get the Hebrew, there's many Egyptian words embedded within the Hebrew.
Right.
Like Kabbalah, that's actually three Egyptian words, but you see the Hebrews took that and created, you know, a compound word off of that. You know what I mean? So it's like it was all a sharing of knowledge between those two factors then, the Hebrews and the Egyptians. And really, there's no proof to show that they were slaves of the Egyptian and that they slaved them to build the pyramid. You know what I mean? But I believe the pyramid predates the Sumerian. You know what I mean? And the Sumerian is supposed to predate Kemet or Egypt by 2,000 years. You know, basically it's supposed to be the first civilization.
The first.
Yes,
yeah.
The very first. The children of Adam and Eve.
Which that even that is so funny. You know they never talk about Adam and Eve having sex.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, in church and stuff, they never bring up Adam and Eve procreating and having a son or a daughter and shit. So you telling me that the so-called image of modern-day Earth didn't come together and have no kids?
Hmm.
But then you say the Virgin Mary had a kid without having sex, period.
Okay.
That was the birth of Jesus.
Now you answered it. Because this was a little philosophy I've been delving over for years, the whole Adam and Eve concept and how, you know, how did the Sumerian come about if they didn't sleep together? So what the Bible is trying to allude to is that the serpent.
Okay, the allegory of it.
Yes,
you shouldn't directly read.
Yeah, exactly. It's the subliminal text underneath. You know, and what it's trying to show you is that basically Eve was impregnated by the serpent.
Okay, because
he made her by the apple,
and then turned her and basically turned her back on Adam, and went the other way. You know what I'm saying? With the strange being.
Yes.
And incorporated with the strange being.
Yeah, so if they didn't have sex, then how did children come about?
Right. Or how can a giant have sex with a regular human? If it was so-called giants that inhabited the earth and they mixed with humans. Or they mixed with so-called, you know, man or woman.
Yeah.
Or they took a woman. How the hell can you sit up here and tell me that a motherfucking giant can... Come on, man.
Well, you see... That's why you have to read the Sumerian story. And what I found out is that the whole Hebrew tale, or what we know of as the Torah or the Bible, is all humanized stories of a celestial story.
Right.
So when they show you that it's something big, what they're saying, it's sort of out of our comprehension. So when they show you like a 50-foot man, it's not saying there was a 50-foot man.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
right.
But what I did was tie science in with this. And yes, there was giants, but like you said, I don't think they could have bred. If they were 9 foot, like it said in the Bible, they had some big things. You know what I mean? It wasn't going to fit an average human, for one. You know, so that goes against that whole theory.
I've checked on YouTube. I've seen all of the, you know, I forgot. It's a YouTube. It's a lot of YouTube videos that show the giants I'm covering. You know what I'm saying?
The Nephilim.
Yeah, the Nephilim.
Yes.
Especially in India when they had the monsoon come and uncover the beach, and then that's when they found all these gigantic skeletons of giants. They found the actual, you know what I'm saying, remnants of giants. And putting the pieces together, you know, rib cages and all this kind of shit, they constructed one. You know what I'm saying? But the bitch took up the entire, they got a picture of it, it's all on YouTube. But it took, the picture took up the entire, I don't know how long, how many city blocks, how big the square was that they you know what I'm saying, put this, you know, took a picture of it. And they had to stand at the tallest building in the city just to take a whole aerial view of it.
Mm.
An aerial picture of it. That's how humongous and big the statue
wow.
was. I mean, the giant was. But they have pictures. It's pictures. Go to YouTube and just look up giants or Nephilim, either one of them. And, bro, you will see so many pictures that they have from different excavation sites that where they have humans standing next to a skull, and the fucking skull is taller than the human. The skull. Just the skull.
Yeah, man, I'd have to see that with my own two eyes.
I'm telling you, brother.
I'd definitely have to see that.
Just when you get home, or Google. Giants, just Google, hold on. Because I believe it's Giants in America or something like that. Or,
yeah, I think I've heard about it. They were like up to 30 to 50 feet, supposedly.
And they have these bones, bro. So it's like you can't. You can Photoshop a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit can be Photoshopped. But certain things, you just going to have to look for yourself. And if you got different people that are standing next to these different images, it, you know what I'm saying? In no way you can't defy it. I mean, it's different countries. I'm talking about, you know, it's one thing for one country to be saying it. But then when you got, you know, countries and they all have their own scientific proof, you know what I'm saying, of this and that, then, yeah, it starts to kind of sink in on you like, hold on, man, something ain't right. Yeah, this is
something's
this
going
it.
On.
Yeah, this is it. Go to, I just Googled, and no, that's the, no, that's not what I'm looking for. They have a picture. They have the picture that I'm talking about, though. And they have the picture of it in an actual grave. They have a, they found a giant grave, two giants, actually, a man and a wife, buried next to each other. And when
wow.
they, and when you, if you see the images, bro, the images are so fucking crazy, man. The images, I'm telling you, bro, the shit is like, yeah, okay, yeah, these motherfuckers really here. Just like dinosaurs, though. I mean, we found fucking dinosaur bones enough to where we can recreate dinosaurs and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
just
I definitely believe in dinosaurs, but
yeah,
like you got Christians.
That they was here.
The Christians will try to tell you they're only 6,000 years old. You know what I mean? So it's like,
man,
there's a
that's
big
like,
confusion.
That's like America trying to say they're thousands of years old. How fuck?
Oh,
y'all
yeah.
ain't even 400 years. You know what I'm saying? Like
well, you
got damn 1712 ass letter lied about talking about something. Well, we'll have you know, black folks in bondage for at least 400 years. But your country ain't even that old.
Hmm.
Your
it's
country
true.
Doesn't live up to that. Your country doesn't live up to the writings that y'all keep saying. It doesn't live up to the 1800s. And okay, so if that's the case, if y'all been around since what? How long America claimed to be around?
I think something like 500 years or so.
But y'all history doesn't. It doesn't date back that far. Yeah, American history
all.
Doesn't date back. It starts in the thousands. So 1100, 1200, 1300, 1400, 1500. Y'all started off in the thousands of years. That's what you claim. Although this country just celebrated their bicentennial or their other 20th century bullshit that just came up. So that's saying that y'all only a couple of hundred years old. Not even a thousand. Y'all a couple of hundred years old. So y'all only maybe 200-300 years old. You've only escaped from Britain 200-300 years ago. Because that's what you did. That's why the Americas was created. It wasn't created because some person had some great ideal of freedom for all countries. And, we need to make this United States so everybody can have their own piece of the world. And if you look at the United States, that's what it looks like, though. It looks like this is a playland for the world, and everybody has their own little stake in the world. This is my little piece. This is my little Chinatown. This is my little Spanish town. This is my, you know what I'm saying? In every part of the United States you can go to. And I ain't going to speak for every, because I haven't been in all the states of the North, which I know you're not going to find that, because there's places in the North, it ain't nobody. It ain't black people. It ain't Mexicans. It ain't Hispanic people. And we there, but I'm saying we're not in numbers to make it of mention. You know what I'm saying? We're not there in numbers to where it makes an impact, or where we could even make an impact on a vote. Like, we can vote somebody in and shit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? We can't do that. Nah. That's crazy, man. It's real crazy. But yeah, this is the thing about the skeletons, though, is they've been found in everywhere. I mean, from Asia to the United States to Alaska. You know what I'm saying? They found giant bones of something. I mean, of different shit, not just of human, of different shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you would think this would be the biggest story right now.
No, they don't want that. If that's the case, then if the biggest story would be that, you know, it was other shit here before us, and these lies that we keep filling y'all would not make any sense. So no, we can't do that. We can't do that. We can't do that. That'd be wrong. Even with the why even with the inception of the internet, people haven't woken up worldwide onto the same shit. Because they got porn in your face, which is the biggest shit. Gaming, which is the next biggest shit, which really output gaming before porn. Because gaming is an adult as well as a kid dumbed down device. And that's why you now got the Wii Station out for your whole family. So now mom can't get mad because she don't know how to play the games. Here's a family game for all y'all to sit around and waste your fucking time on.
Exactly.
Instead of the family getting out, having family day, and learning about your neighborhood, going around, getting out your neighborhood, and going to travel and seeing about the world. No, travel through our image. Okay, here goes Wii's World Traveler game. Yeah, travel through the world through our eyes as we see it and play games. Don't
that's
interact
that
with the culture.
Shit, man.
Play games. Sims.
Sims
is perfect. Is perfect.
Now that's my analogy for this world. Because if you know what Sims is, it means simulation.
Simulate.
You're simulating reality.
Simulate reality.
That's outside your house. That's going on outside of your door right now. You're trying to simulate the shit. And it's just, oh, man, I feel sorry
what
for
is the
our
internet?
People.
But what is the internet? The internet is nothing but a simulation. It's a big simulation. The only real thing that's going on right now that we consciously understand is that we're sitting here talking and that we can reach out to different people, you know what I'm saying, at one current time. That's what the internet has enabled. For us all to have one meeting place, so we can all meet up at one current time, and we won't get all throwed off by the thinking of, well, damn, you 3 hours behind, okay, you 3 hours ahead, okay, you an hour behind, you two. Everybody get confused by trying to figure out the time zones and all this other kind of shit, and we'll get totally caught up in that, and we'll forget about actual paying attention to the matters at hand. You so caught up in worrying about the time. You know, it's weird. You know, it's completely crazy to me. Looking at one picture they found, okay, I would say this dude's 6 feet tall. So I'll put 6, 12, 18. I'll put at least 20 feet. I'll put at least 20 feet.
Wow.
To this giant, to this bone structure that they found. I would put
That's about a Nephilim and a half right there.
I would put at least 20 feet. Because the natural people they talk about grew to heights of at least 15 feet.
Yeah.
And that was our that was what motherfuckers average was growing to, 15 feet. You know what I'm saying? Now, superhuman people are bigger people, of course. Even now you have giganticism where you have people that's growing larger than what we would say larger than life. Because you're not growing just like everybody else who's been taking all these fuck-ass hormones and all this, you know, keep your body fucked up type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Then you get Ma Belle that come off the goddamn farm, and she's been raised on all this natural shit. And you wonder why she's so developed, why she's so tall, and why she's so her body has had such a chance to grow.
You're talking about corn-fed, huh?
Corn-fed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Corn-fed people. Just country
folk.
Yeah. That's not been exposed to the city life or been exposed to the disaster of the city. Smog. You know what I'm saying? Or drive behind cars. You know what I'm saying? Standing next to a person that's coughing in front of your face without telling no matter what they got. Going to a fast food restaurant with them coughing over your food and then serving it to you with no telling what they got. And then you consume the shit with people around you that's coughing in the restaurant that got no telling what they got. Not exposed to this.
That's why mom's home cooked food is always the best.
It's always
home
the fucking
cooked.
Best food.
Because you at home.
Food.
And you're not
always
amongst other
food.
People. You know what I mean? And not just
always
that.
The best.
It's because of the love. People don't look at the metaphysics behind things. It's the love that they put into that food. There's such a thing called angry food. And this is what you get out the fast food joints. Because everybody up in that motherfucker is mad as a motherfucker.
Man.
They want to go home and they're tired. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're putting that energy in your food. So when you're getting sick and getting diarrhea, you now figure out why. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
there's metaphysics behind everything you do. As above, so below. You know what I mean?
That is crazy. That is crazy, though. Huh.
They got us in a spell, man. They got us in a spell.
Yeah, that is definitely true. That is weird, too.
But you see, I think we're here to unplug the people from the Matrix.
I mean, but see, the scary part of it is motherfuckers done seen the shit, though. Like, you've seen the Matrix for yourself, like.
Yeah. You experienced it.
So, you know.
Well, you got them type that choose that. I know many of my friends that are no longer friends of mine. Because they didn't want to sit for 5 minutes and listen to some science I was dropping. You know what I mean? And I noticed how it would accumulate to the point where they couldn't just take the knowledge anymore. And I had one of my friends just straight up tell me, like, you know what, man? I think this knowledge is for you. It's not for me. You know what I mean? And I looked at him. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? You know what I mean? So when he left out of my circle, I was happy because I knew he wasn't meant to be. But that showed me. Not everybody is going to accept this knowledge, you know what I mean? And that goes for the whole balance of the world, the yin-yang and everything else, you know what I mean? You got to accept that there's going to be 50% of us that just aren't going to be down with the evolution, you know what I mean, and the transcending. And it's that simple, man, and it's sad, but it's just like I look at it as an analogy for hip-hop, too. You can't have pure dopeness out there. You have to have that whack shit to balance it out. You know what I mean? So people can see what's good. You know what I mean? Because if it's always day, you'll never know what night is.
Night look like.
You know what
I mean? That is a definite truth. You know what I'm saying? And you know, just like I don't follow. You know what I'm saying? I don't follow motherfuckers in music, but people seem to pick up on. You know what I'm saying? Different shit. You know what I'm saying? Then other people. It's because you want to pick up on that, though.
Exactly.
If you want to see, though, and not even picking up on it, it's because you want to be a part of that, though. So if you if you want to be a part of that dark world and you want to recognize all them symbols and all that shit, so be it. It only becomes just like gay people. When you become gay, you've been straight all your life until you get 25. But now you mad because, you know, whatever. You've been in a bad relationship with a woman.
You got cheated on.
In a bad relationship. Yeah, you got cheated on. To go to this other side of the world, this other side of acceptance. And when you get on this other side of acceptance, now you propaganda for them. You just giving up propaganda. Oh, it's okay to be gay. Bitch, you ain't been gay all your fucking life. Why you got seven kids? How the fuck you got seven kids, but now you lesbian? And all
talking
you
about
like
Anne,
is women.
Anne Heche. The Anne Heche syndrome.
And all you like is women. Like, what? Are you fucking serious? But this goes on down here in Tampa, and I'm speaking from where I stay at, and the women that I interact with every single day. And I got so many friends that call themselves lesbian. And the other motherfuckers who call themselves gay, I don't fuck with them, so I don't have friends that's gay. I got female friends that are lesbian. I don't fuck with gay people. I'm sorry. That's just me. I don't have friends that are gay. I know motherfuckers that call themselves gay. Yeah, I know them. I don't associate with them because they're not in my mind. My mind state. They're not in the right mind state.
Well, you know, people are gonna hate you for saying that, Smelly. And the whackness of that is
like.
Don't
talk about me all day. I don't give a fuck. I'm not like I tell my friends. I'm not your peer. I could be your same age, but I'm not your peer. I'm not on your same mental mind thinking. So you can't say nothing to me unless you understand me.
You see, the problem with that, gays would want to stand up over what you just said. But when you realize, say if you were in the ghetto like me, and I lived around Bloods my whole life, so that's who I hung around with, which was Bloods. You know what I mean? I wouldn't hang around with Crips, and it was that simple. That they
right.
want to make it seem like it's a personal thing, and it
right.
really isn't. You know what I mean? It's just a choice.
Upbringing.
I don't hang around with Crips because they have a certain demeanor. You know what I mean? And it's that simple. It's our choice to want to choose who we want to hang around with. Don't hate us just because, you know, we choose not to hang around with gay people. You know what I mean? It's like hang around alike.
That's real shit. That's real shit. To me, it always got to that issue of, you know, that it ain't no such thing as being born gay. It's just I don't accept that. You know what I'm saying? You were born a human being. You know, you weren't even born with emotions. You weren't born with feelings. You was born pure. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? When you came out of the light, then you seen the darkness of the earth.
Mm.
You see the trueness of the earth.
There it
the
is.
Only light you ever seen, the only light you have ever seen, that light at the end of the tunnel, was when you first came into this world and the fucking doctor's lights was beaming down on your ass.
Exactly.
Or if you was born in outside, you know what I'm saying, your first light you seen was sunlight.
Yep.
Wherever you was at, you seen light first. You didn't even see no human being. You seen light. Before your eyes could even focus or your mind could focus to say, hey, there's an image in front of you. You didn't know that. You didn't know that as a baby. Only
wow.
thing you knew was light. You knew light. That's what we follow what? We follow light to this motherfucking day. Our lives,
wow.
our lives evolve around the daytime. We get more shit done in the daytime than we do at night. Why? We attracted to the light. We're not attracted to the dark. Just like it's an opposite when it comes to the black and white effect. It's the opposite because opposites attract each other.
Yes,
black
sir.
Attracts white. White attracts black. You don't see black attracting black. White attracting white. You go to Europe right now, right to this day, and this was shit. This was in '96 when a white girl told me this. White girl told me I do not mess with European men. I only mess with black men. How the hell are you telling me you don't mess with your own culture, period? They don't, and this is the average European white woman that you run into. The young European white women that you run into will tell you they do not mess with their own race. They will not deal with their own. They say they are nasty. What do you mean they are nasty? I've had them say that. The white dudes are nasty. They don't take showers. They don't do this. But what you're not understanding is that's your culture, though. That's your culture. That is the European culture.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
That is their culture. It's not because of that. It's really just the geographics where y'all located at, the watering system. You know what I'm saying? We happen to be down here in the United States, which is why they chose this strategic location. The United States was not just popped up here like it was supposed to be here. It was chosen. If you look at the United States on a map, it is surrounded by water. We are completely separated from anybody by water. There is no land that connects us with any country. No country are we connected to. Period. Look it up on the map, brother. Look up on the atlas. Look at the United States.
Yeah.
It is completely separated and it's surrounded by water. What is surrounded by water? A prison. What is a prison? Alcatraz. You might as well say you on a motherfucking Alcatraz with benefits, fringe benefits. But yet you are still locked down. You get into a boat and start traveling without your proper passports, you can't get nowhere. Whether you on a boat, a train, a plane, it don't matter. Once you try to go into somebody else's country without paperwork to say that you either from there or you from the United States, you fucked. You fucked up. You's a fucked up person, and you ain't finna do it vice versa. You're not finna just sneak into this country without having a passport or some way to prove your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? Just like Mexicans. Just like they catching hell now. And now that's what, this is why they having this whole turnaround, because, damn, they done fucked us. Y'all done let all these Mexicans come in because you thought you was getting cheap labor and you was getting obedient labor. But just like the slaves was passed, yeah, they was obedient at first because they didn't know what the fuck was going on. And then y'all gave them a taste of freedom. You shouldn't have gave them that. Mexicans got a taste of freedom over that. If you wouldn't have gave them that, they still would have been doing what y'all wanted to do, work for $2 an hour. Now, they sitting up here and learned that, damn, I can get my own business selling some motherfucking oranges at night, bought from the goddamn Americans, and sell it back to the American people at triple the fucking price. And they see this. And that's why you won't see Mexicans own jobs. Why they need a job when they can make their own job? They've got that mentality that they can work for themselves and make the same amount of money. That's not taught to us, though. We're not educated on that. You know what I'm saying? No one's educated on that as far as an American. Entrepreneurship is not pushed as far as an American. America does not push for you to go out and get your own company, get your own business. They don't establish that. They don't push that. They push you to go out and work for somebody. Go work for Burger King. Go work for McDonald's. Go work for somebody. Do not be creative and create your own craft. Create your own.
And then they make it almost impossible for the independents to do so. You know what I mean? Start your own business, this and that. They just make it super hard. You know, it's constructed this way. And what you were saying about, you know, going back in history and honestly, what you made me envision is that they chose this place specifically as a prison country.
Prison.
Sort of like Alex Jones, he says, the prison planet. I think they chose this place specifically as a prison country. You know what I mean? And if we look at it in that sense, you have to know it wasn't the Spaniards that found us. The Spaniards were commissioned by the Europeans. It has to be.
Because they couldn't find us.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So you just like black people didn't come from Africa in slavery. It was Africans that met up with Europeans and other people that said, hey, we need some motherfucking help, so let us get some help. But you have motherfuckers like, man, we ain't finna just go over to some motherfucking place we don't know nothing about. So therefore, then you have the Debo effect take on, and that's what slavery is. Slavery is Deboing. Slavery is taking a person out of their element and making them do what you want to do. It ain't got nothing to do with it. Really necessarily work. It could be a sex slave. You know what I'm saying? You can make a person a sex slave. If you take them out of their element and they don't even have sex every day, but then you put them into that and whips and chains and bondage and you tell them, you're going to fuck me every single day. What is that? You're a sex slave. Okay, yeah, you might be able to go and buy your own groceries. You can go to the movies. Hell, you can even have your own girlfriend and shit. But when I want what I want, you're going to give me what I want, and that's slavery.
Wow. And what's funny, this goes full circle back to what we were saying before about, or what I was saying about how Christians believe the universe is only 6,000 years old, hence dinosaur bones can only be 6,000 years old. But then we get back to the science that America is a what they call a Christian country. So now we know why we are so dumbfounded, because the logic isn't there.
It's a religious country too, though.
Yes.
It's a religious
country. But, you know, out-of-towners or, like, people from overseas look at us as a Christian country. You know what I mean? So we're living off Christian laws And then we get back to the laws where they say everything is governed by God in the Bible. But when you look into the Bible, it says, do not take or add from the word.
There you go.
Which was the laws, which were the biggest, original laws.
What is the biggest thing that keeps a person down? And this is worldwide, no matter what color, nationality, creed, whatever you are. What is the biggest thing that keeps a person down?